There's only one thing you have to be addicted to. Him. Jesus. And I want to be addicted to Him, don't you? Because if you're addicted to Jesus, He'll set you free. Now then, let's go a little bit further down. After we're talking about these things are going to be revealed to us by the Spirit, I want you to, we're going to go to chapter 3, Jordan, verse 1. From chapter 2 to chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 3, he said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual." Now, why can we not speak to people as spiritual? Because we don't spend enough time with God in the Word to let the Spirit become in us. The whole problem with the church is a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. We'd rather go home, kick our feet up, eat popcorn, drink soda pop, and watch television. It's a whole lot more entertaining on Sunday afternoon to watch a basketball game, a hockey game, a football game, or whatever kind of game, or to watch a soap opera, or just a movie. You know, just go home and say, "Well, this is my day. I'm going to rest. I'm just going to watch the tube." Well, if you want to die early, go ahead and do that. But if you want to walk in the anointing of God, you got to turn that thing off. You got to turn the television off. There ain't nothing on that television other maybe than a little bit of Christian once in a while. And even some of the Christian stations you got to watch. You got to be careful. There's some real good ones on there. But there's some of them that's, you got to really know the Word. So, but at least it's better to be watching those than it is the world, because the world ain't going to do nothing good for you. They ain't going to do nothing good for you but take you down. We went to Baltimore, and on the way up and back, they said, "If you want to buy a headset and listen to the movie, it's $2. I ain't buying that headset. I ain't no way. So, but the screens are right down in front of me on that 757, all over the place, hanging down. The second one, I didn't need a headset. I could tell exactly what was going on. The whole movie is about strife between a man and his wife. The whole thing. I thought, what? What? Something to feed. And you want to know why the church is carnal? I'm fixing to show you. "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." What a shame. I was one of those babies for a long time. Me and you both was, wasn't we, Wally? For a long time, we babes in Christ. But praise God, we're beginning to grow up a little bit. We're beginning to get a little bit of a spiritual understanding. "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able to bear the meat of the Word of God." How does he know that? How does he know you're not able to bear the meat of the Word? Well, he's going to tell you. Verse 3, "For you are yet carnal." What does he mean by that? You're yet carnal. "For there is among you envyings and strife and divisions." In other words, you're grumbling and complaining and fussing about things. And you tell me you're a son of God? You tell me somebody done something to you 5 years ago and you say you forgive them? And every time somebody says, you rise up inside and get mad. You liar! You didn't forgive them. You're still carnal. You ain't even close to being spiritual. The thing is, get rid of the stupid carnal strife and division. You're a daughter or son of the King of the universe. We had a young man just recently. We've had just several of them, though. His wife, he did something she didn't like. He committed adultery on me. You know, you have to forgive him. I'm going to forgive him, but I ain't never going to forget it. You want to know why that woman ain't never going to walk in the power of God? Never. You want to know why she's going to be sick and afflicted and tormented and she's going to die early? Because she did not truly forgive her husband. Yeah. You know why he did what he did? Because he's carnal. If he was a man of God, he wouldn't even have thought about another woman. He wouldn't even have thought about it. But are people carnal in the church? Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Every one of us been there. I mean, I've been as carnal as you can get. You know. Everybody has been. But the beautiful part about God, we don't have to stay there. We can change. And when we get rid of our divisions among us, you know, I'm going to tell you, if a man gets in the book and he loves his wife unconditionally, and a woman gets in the book and she loves her husband unconditionally, there will never, ever, ever be any division between that couple. Amen. Never. They'll walk in love when one of them does something. Maybe once in a while. Are you? I mean, let's say that you've got a wife and one day she's had a bad day. Or a husband. It could be either one of you. But I'll just say a wife. Say one day you got a wife and the wife has a bad day. She's tired. She's wore out. She's worked hard. She's been up long. And three or four, five or six other things has already gone wrong today. And you walk in the house and you say, "Hi, honey. How are you doing today? Let me give you a big kiss." She said, "Don't touch me." Ooh. You know what you do? You back off and you go into another room. You say, "Father, I'm coming to the throne of grace for my wife. Lord, I'm asking you to soften that girl's heart. She's my sweetheart. She's my wife. Soften her heart, Lord. Now, Lord, I take authority over them demons of hell that are messing her up. I'm commanding them demons to leave. You guys got to go." Now then, if you're walking in obedience to God's Word and you're walking in love, I guarantee God will hear your prayer and He'll move just exactly like that young lady up there that I told you about a while ago. It came to me 2 years ago and her marriage had been separated from her husband 3 years. And I prayed a prayer of faith and within 20 hours, 15 to 20 hours, maybe 12 hours after I prayed that prayer, a husband that had been gone 3 years came back. But you know, I had one even better than that. Years ago, I was just barely learning these things, but I knew the importance of walking in the Spirit, walking in love, being obedient to the Word. And a young man called me one night when I was on day start, just on the prayer lines. I wasn't on the set that night. I was on the prayer lines. He called and he said, "I want you to pray for my wife." Said, "My wife left me and she went to work in a strip club as a strip dancer. And I want you to pray for her. I want my wife to come home. She's left me and the children." I said, "Sure." I said, "It's just the devil blinded her mind." I said, "Is she a Christian?" He said, "No, not a Christian." I said, "Okay." I didn't figure she was, for the devil to take her captive like that at his will. But he could have taken her captive and her been a Christian if she'd have been a carnal Christian. If there'd been strife and division and all this stuff in the home, the devil could have taken her captive and pulled her right out. He could have done anything he wanted to do to her because of the strife and the division in the home. But I didn't know all those things about that family at that time. I just said, "Well, it's just the devil. And if she's not saved, I'll just go to the throne of grace. I'll worship the King for a few minutes. I'll kick the devil out of her. And then I'll ask the Lord to convict her of sin and open her eyes and see what she's doing is wrong and bring her home. And then I'm going to ask Him to let you get her saved. You be the spiritual authority that can get her saved. And then you two will come back together and you'll be happily married the rest of your life." I said, "It's done." Praise God. Call me with your praise report. That's the kind of faith you got to have. Don't say if she comes home. Don't put them stupid words in there. Don't say if. That's doubt, isn't it, Sharon? You don't ever use the word if when you get into the kingdom of God. You always use positive words. Well, it was going to be a week before we was going to be on television again. And the next Friday night, I'm on the prayer lines again. So as soon as our show went on the air and our number come up on the screen, the phone rang. We had about six or eight lines, and I was sitting there, and I was the first one in line. So my phone, I said, "This is a Thurman Scrivener." I said, "How can I help you?" And he says, "Thurman, this is so-and-so." And I said, "Okay, how can I pray for you?" He said, "No, I want to give me his name." And I said, "Well, sir, okay, so that's your name. So how can I pray for you?" He said, "You don't remember me." I said, "Sir, I pray for a lot of people. And no, I don't remember you." He said, I'm the guy that had the wife that left me that went to dancing in the strip club. I said, oh, okay, I remember that. Okay. He said, you prayed that prayer for me and said, in 1 hour, my wife called me and said, I'm down here in this club, and it's like scales fell off my eyes, and I can see where I'm at, and said, I turned in my uniforms. Come get me. I want to come home. He said, I went down and got her, led her to Jesus that night. We got remarried this week, and he said, this week has been wonderful in our home. And I said, well, praise God, son. How long had she been gone? 14 years. And one prayer of faith, of authority, of a man that walked in the Spirit of the living God, kicked that devil out of that woman, and she came home within an hour. Now, what can, when God says, if you believe me and walk where I tell you and walk in the Spirit, when he said, nothing's impossible with you, he meant that. But Paul said, I can't tell you people about this. You won't even understand this because of your carnal. There's divisions among you. There's fussing. There's quarreling. For you're yet carnal. There is among you envying. You're envying one of the other. Oh, you know, so-and-so's got a better car than me. Or so-and-so's got a bigger house than me. Oh, look, that woman wears a better dress than me. Oh, I wished I had that. Envying. Forget it. Get over it. If all you got's a raggedy t-shirt to wear to church, praise God, come on. We ain't gonna care. If you got a $5,000 mink coat to wear the coat, praise God, come to church in it. Maybe you got a $10,000 mink coat like my wife, but she got it for $17. Isn't that awesome? In fact, we were up in Baltimore this week, and since Cheryl's a little tiny thing like she is, there is a woman there who had one of the most beautiful mink coats. It was lined. I guess that was mink, wasn't it, Cheryl? Yeah, all lined in mink on the end. A beautiful thing. And she just walked up and said, this ought to fit you, and handed it to her and gave it to her as a gift. She didn't even have to buy it. Is God awesome? Is he awesome? Hey, he said, if you'll serve me, I'll bless. I'm going to put my Texas English on this. He'll bless your socks off. I may not be an English major, but I can use some words that you Texas people understand.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.